Yeah, Darren, they say the FIFA World Cup is a place where attraction can spark at any minute because the whole world is out celebrating together this summer.
That's a lovely thought, Joe, yeah? But have you actually seen what fans wear? It's hard to spark attraction when you've got a large German sausage hat glued to your head and face paint melting into your eyes.
Okay, that's true. But here, that's where Lynx comes in. As official sponsors of the tournament, they're making sure we're armed with the finest fragrances for match day and beyond.
They want us to smell our best when we look our worst. It's about putting your best foot forward, even if your outfit is a 0 out of 10.
Exactly. The FIFA World Cup is coming, so make sure you're prepared. Get your Lynx fragrance today and be the most ridiculous looking, best smelling fan in the pub this summer.
I'm wearing a hat that looks like a clog.
You do you, Darren.
That's what I'm gonna do.
You do you. Go Loud.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
Right, Darren, I've deleted all of what I've just said.
Good.
For, I suppose, almost...
We call that a home talk.
That's a home talk.
A home talk.
Oh, is that what you call it?
Yeah, closed door talk.
That was closed door talk.
Everyone has it.
Yeah. But we are in an enviable position where I can just delete that. It never happened.
Not everything.
Oh, God.
Not everything that's on your fucking...
It's still there.
Oh, I've seen your Twitter.
Shit. Apologies to all Spurs fans. Darren, it's bonus time.
It's bonus time, yeah. It's just me. It's just me, baby.
Yeah.
Give us a bite. Remember that Eamon Dunphy ad years ago?
Give us a bite.
Give us a bite, baby. That's where we're at.
That's where we're at. Look, it's a reduced bonus if that's kind of a contradiction.
I want a long one.
Okay.
I think I'm fueled. I'm ready.
We're on one leg, but what a leg it is.
What a leg of lamb that is.
What a leg of lamb. What a juicy.
What a leg of lamb.
What a leg of lamb.
What a leg of lamb, huh?
Oh, my God. Darren. Hi, lads. This comes in from Daniel Ferris. If your life had a personal theme song that played every time you entered a room, what would it be? What's your theme song? Is it something wrestly, is it?
Stone Cold Steve Austin theme song, yeah. Or else that song Little Green Bag from Reservoir Dogs. Looking back on a mat in a little green bag. Not all the time now. Only when I'm...
Do you have a daytime one or like a... slow-mo, nighttime, walking into the pub one?
Yes, when
Guy
I...
Guy Ritchie one, kind of.
When I walk into the pub, it's usually like kind of a Beethoven classic symphony.
Yeah.
Point there, please.
Okay. Then it just stops.
It goes... Can I have a point of whatever, Moretti or something?
I love the dramatics of the Beethoven. It's just
it's like you think you're a big shot in your head.
Do you have any Coors Light?
Sorry, could I get a Madri? Or whatever you call it, a Madre. Can I get a Madre?
Do you have any nuts? So we're going Little Green Bag, a bit of Beethoven, and then Steve.
It's kind of a soundtrack though, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
You have different songs going in your head all the time for different occasions.
Do you have one for... Kissy Kissy Time with, do you want to talk about that? Do you have a song that you kind of go to in your head to, I don't know, maybe even keep the wolf from the door or?
Just Yellow Submarine.
Yellow Submarine's a good one, isn't it? That is the least sexy song of all.
We all live in a yellow submarine.
In the town. Okay, I'm lasting for hours, Amy. You're in for a long night.
It usually is only a quick song anyway.
That's it. You can turn it off now, Amy. We're done. So we need a soundtrack. So any suggestions, do let us know. Stall it.
Let us know your soundtrack to your life in the comments.
Yeah. It's a good one though. The Beethoven one's good. Cormac has been on.
Oh.
Hi all. Love the show. It's a good start.
Good start.
Came across something recently that looked like something straight out of Darren's mind as a business idea.
Ooh.
Oh.
I'm intrigued.
I don't want to spoil the surprise, but look up Moonrider Cafe in Finglas.
Moonrider, we talked about that.
Did you?
Is he talking about the cafe in the sky?
Yeah, I'd never heard of it.
Yeah, we done an episode, we talked about that a few times.
Did you?
Cafe in the sky on the crane.
Mid-2000s.
It was outside the fucking Finglas swimming pool.
I have the details on it. Moonrider was an art installation and cafe offering unique panoramic views.
Yeah.
Panoramic, no less of Finglas.
It was a container, like. So like it was a shipping container.
It was a shipping container.
Yeah.
So anyway, the Cafe in the Sky, a unique piece of public art by internationally renowned Japanese artist Tsatsuro Bashi. Fully operational cafe housed in a converted side cabin on Mellows Road in Finglas.
Yeah, I remember seeing it as a kid.
Did you go into it?
Oh, Jesus, no. Afraid of heights.
30 metres above the North Dublin suburb, allowing patrons to enjoy, again, they mentioned the panoramic views of Finglas. Do you need a panoramic view of Finglas? Would that be...
I'd be decent, 360? Yeah. I think that we need more panoramic views in Finglas, to be honest.
But there's a photograph of it.
Is that the photograph? Yeah.
There's a crane with a with a blue...
It was just chained up. It was just chained up in the sky like by a crane.
And then I suppose he'd lower it and you'd get in. You're up there.
Yeah, you're down. Days. Obviously, you go on from the ground and it'll bring you up. All the cutlery is sticking in your head. Where's me fork on?
On a windy day, The cafe had a capacity to hold 10 to 12 people and each visit lasts approximately, I love the approximately, 30 minutes. Samantha McCann from O'Brien's Irish Sandwich Bar is not afraid of heights and is enjoying working in the unusual cafe.
Someone from O'Brien's?
They got someone from O'Brien's. Like, it doesn't feel very art if they get someone from O'Brien's Sandwiches in to do the food. They could have gone the extra bit and...
Went to, like, Gorilla?
Yeah.
But wasn't a thing then?
Wasn't that? Or like, go a little arty with the food?
Yeah. What's another sandwich place that's...
Like an O'Brien's?
O'Brien's is nice, like, but it's not like...
It's okay.
What's a place that would be considered high-end?
But like, of maybe sandwiches that are in shape of animals or art.
Bit of Billy Roll.
Bit of Billy Roll.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Call it Billy Roll in the Sky.
Billy Rock and Roll. Feels a bit like O'Brien's takes the kind of...
Yeah, that actually came up a few times. Well, the first time it came up, it just came into my head. You know the way when me and Joe were talking, just something will just... A memory will trigger. And that just came up. And he didn't believe me, like. Owen didn't believe me either.
There's the photo. Just look it up.
There's fucking Cormac Center. Is it Cormac, yeah?
Yes, Cormac.
There's Cormac
Center. The Moonrider Cafe in the Sky. Look it up.
I would have been about under 10 anyway.
Yeah. And you never went in?
Never went
in. There for long, do you
know? Just remember going by my ma's car in the back going, Ma.
What the fuck's that?
I want breakfast there.
I remember before the final flats in Ballymun were... What do they call it? Demolished. It's actually a great idea. They turned...
You could have your breakfast in there while it was getting demolished.
just me though. I was the only one asking. and they turned the final couple of floors on the top of the flats into kind of a place you could stay overnight, like a hotel.
I think I recall that. Yeah.
It was, and my girlfriend at the time booked it for us and you stayed the night in one of the flats.
Wow. They used to do brilliant stuff back in the
really
day.
Really great. Yeah, it was part of the Ballymun redevelopment.
Yeah. Kind of, but all of that, that's fucking class stuff.
Yeah. Really interesting.
Just don't get that anymore.
I did, though, afterwards thinking about it, go, how would you like to cosplay as somebody who lived in the flat just for one night?
Oh, well, not that? The same, is it?
Like, do you want to stay in a zoo?
Yeah.
But very interesting at the time, yeah. All that kind of stuff, gone.
Gone. Gone. Needs to be brought back.
Hi, lads. Just listen to the World Cup themed episode with Cameron. A brilliant listen.
Brilliant. That's great.
Yeah. Cameron, sound. Go back and listen to that. There's some great stuff in that. I was in New York when the World Cup started and when Morocco played Brazil, didn't go. Cheapest ticket was $1,500. Wow. Or $8,000 if you wanted a chef.
You'd want to be on the fucking pitch for that.
The fuck is that?
A chef?
So you get for $8,000 you get like a booth with a chef in it.
Okay. That's a bit weird.
It is comical watching it over here. Everything is sponsored by something. They would literally have anything sponsored. A few examples I thought were funny. Vote for your superior player of the match. Not man of the match, but your superior
player of the match. Your superior player of the... Is that what they're calling man of the match?
Yeah, superior player of the match.
I'm wearing like a fucking NFL jersey and I don't even know anything about NFL, but is that what they say in the NFL for the player?
I think it's MVP.
MVP. Is that not like someone that gets a fucking...
The superior...
Is that not like player of the season MVP?
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
Says the one wearing a Steelers jersey.
I don't think they say man of the match. When someone has a red card, there is a permanent graphic for the full 90 minutes displaying Red card down to 10 men. Not just a red card image beside the team's name, so they put that up in the graphics. Then it's the Nutella moment of the match.
Nutella moment of the match.
Someone on the Fox panel for USA's first game actually said, that was the greatest first half performance in World Cup history.
Wow.
USA's first game. I can't remember who they were playing. Anyway,
they are bleeding battered.
They're not playing no more.
They're out of there.
Yeah, they're out of there. You're out of there.
The whole saga with bringing your man back from the red card.
Incredible.
Isn't it mad?
Yeah. And then the Belgians doing the Trump dance, I have to say.
Yeah.
Expert trolling.
Brilliant.
Brilliant. Well done. Walking around New York as well, you literally wouldn't have a clue it was on. No decoration or bunting anywhere. Bar the absolute gangs of people wearing kilts of the massive Brazilians, only the Irish bars displayed that there was any form of tournament on. Anyways, cheer up, lads, and up Cape Verde.
Up the Cape.
And then Dara from Blanche sent all that in, so he was at the game. He was out over New York for it.
He was at it.
Our man on the ground.
Did he go to the game, or was he just in the vicinity?
He was in New York.
All right.
At the time, and he says there was no sign of it.
It's mad. Like, soccer. I don't like calling it that, but it is what it is.
It is what it is.
It's getting a lot bigger in America, though. Prior to the World Cup.
I think this is really open to people's eyes and hearts.
Yeah. It was gravitating bigger, though, with Beckham and stuff when he went to LA Galaxy, and then obviously Messi in recent times. But it is definitely... I think they're more clued in that, like, the football chants that they were saying 10 years ago are shite, like, you know, come on, team, let's go. Like, I feel like they don't really do that as such anymore.
Yeah.
And they're getting more clued into how it's actually done.
My baseless theory that I've just imagined right now, a lot of more parents over there are going to not let their kids play NFL because of the potential dangers.
Be more soccer.
So soccer's a safer bet.
Yeah.
So I think they're going to funnel their kids towards soccer as the generations go on because of the dangers of letting your children bang their heads off each other for 60 minutes, and that could see a real boost.
Well, if they can replicate soccer the way it is with the NFL,
we're in trouble.
Yeah, Darren. They say the FIFA World Cup is a place where attraction can spark at any minute because the whole world is out celebrating together this summer.
That's a lovely thought, Joe, yeah? But have you actually seen what fans wear? It's hard to spark attraction when you've got a large German sausage hat glued to your head and face paint melting into your eyes.
Okay, that's true. But here, that's where Lynx comes in. As official sponsors of the tournament, they're making sure we're armed with the finest fragrances for match day and beyond.
They want us to smell our best when we look our worst. It's about putting your best foot forward, even if your outfit is a 0 out of 10.
Exactly. The FIFA World Cup is coming, so make sure you're prepared. Get your Lynx fragrance today and be the most ridiculous looking, best smelling fan in the pub this summer.
I'm wearing a hat that looks like a clog.
You do you, Darren.
That's what I'm gonna do.
You do you.
Hello boys.
Derek, it's and me, Lusk.
Derek.
I believe it's your birthday around now, Darren.
Tomorrow.
Happy pre-birthday.
Thank you.
To you. Well known, Derek. How did you know that?
The 9th of July. It's the 8th of July now. This is going out next week.
Have you been putting it out on socials that it's your birthday?
No.
Jesus, Derek.
I only said that to Amy this morning. Do you ever see people that let you know it's their birthday on social media and they're like, oh, another year. Oh, it's my birthday. Oh, another year. Another year older.
Oh, yeah.
But they just want people in the comments to say happy birthday to them. Mm. I don't really like that. No, does me head in.
You don't like people inviting the...
giving people an invitation to say happy birthday.
It's like people that put up the...
It's like the people in your family is going to say happy birthday. That's all you need. Like 10 people max, maybe.
Like a wristband from the hospital going, oh.
Yeah.
Wasn't expecting to be here on a Tuesday.
Yeah, literally like...
Oh.
Leaving the hospital and keeping the fucking wristband on and just like...
That was quite a
loosening
day.
Up the fucking top.
Yeah, yeah.
And just being like resting your arm on a counter just for someone to say to you, what happened?
Yeah, right.
Were you in the hospital?
Jeez.
What happened to you? You in the hospital?
Is everything okay?
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, all right. What happened?
All that, yeah.
Oh, no, I'm grand. It's fine, yeah, just...
Do you get what I'm saying about the happy birthday thing, though?
Some people invite it upon themselves.
Amy does a post for me every year, and then she... I don't get it. She does a post, like a collage of photos, and then she's like, will you share that?
No, I'm not going
to
share it.
It's like, why do you want me to share it? You're just saying happy birthday to me, like, will you share that?
No.
J Just share that so everyone knows that I love you.
No.
I do share it.
Do you? You have to. Well, that's fair.
Just so people will say happy birthday.
One of those guys. So anyway, back to Derek. He does know it's your birthday, but fair play. Would you like... Oh, here it is.
My actually, if anyone wants to send me a birthday present, they can do so by sending it to Marconi House, Diggs Lane.
Go loud,
5th floor, Marconi House, Diggs Lane.
Dublin 2 will still get
Dublin
there.
2, I think.
It's DO something, yeah.
DO, whatever, air code. If you want to send me on.
Yeah. Is there any particular brands?
No, not really.
Anything? You want to give a shout out to?
I'm going
to
treat this place like a PO box. And then people can send me stuff and I'll...
Alright. So anyway, send your goods. Just no baked goods from home.
Yeah, don't send that any food or anything.
That you've made yourself.
Cooked food.
Don't do that. My question to you, Darren, is thus. Would you like a solid birthday every year? Like a nice collection of grand presents, nice enough meal, all very pleasant. But that's every single year. Or a fucking great one. Every 5 years. One incredible gift, sensational spoiling all around, but you get nothing. Nothing in the years between. Nothing, he says again.
Depends, like, well.
So are we going once a year, a good 7 or a 10 every 5?
You'd be missing out, wouldn't you?
What the hell? I don't know.
You'd be fucking raging waiting every 5 years, like the World Cup. Except the World Cup is every 4 years.
But you're getting a sensational gift.
What's sensational, though? It's only what someone can afford. I'm turning into Joe.
Jesus Christ, what happened there?
Don't know, I really don't.
So you're going for a good solid...
A good, solid, normal, standard birthday every year.
Not a fucking great one.
Pair of runners, a cake, a balloon.
Man United cake?
A few scratch cards, Man United cake, yeah. That'll do me, like.
What have you asked for this birthday?
I never asked for anything.
What are you hoping for?
Runners? Yeah.
Have you pointed out...
I think Amy might have got me a cheese board for the first time ever because she got her dad one for Father's Day and I was like, I'd love a cheese board.
Oh my God. Do you want a cheese board?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, I like one.
Is there a particular one that, what was so good about this cheese board?
It's just a big, big...
Big chunk of wood.
Like someone made it for him, like a woman that does cheese boards.
And is there a place in the side for the little knives?
No.
Oh.
It's actually just in a cardboard box.
So there's nowhere you can put those little curly knives that...
I'd have to go somewhere fancy for that.
All right. So it's just a good...
It's just out of someone's house. Like they just make it and then package it for you and then you go to the door and collect it.
Wow.
But I think she might have got me that.
Would you prefer that to the runners?
No.
Oh, you want the runners?
I want that.
Have you indicated specifically what runners? I don't know why we're whispering. She's not...
Just in case she bursts in the door.
She might just...
No, I haven't actually. It's just... Amy's... She knows what to get.
Are you not runners fussy? I'm very runners fussy.
I am, yeah. I've got plenty of runners over the years off people that, you know, you kind of go, lovely, love them. They're lovely.
How long do you wait if she gives you the runners, you hate them? Do you do it instantly?
Probably or do you within the minute.
You have to do it.
Yeah, just go, brilliant, thanks, Derek, shy.
Oh, just go. But look.
No, she knows, like, she knows what to do.
Okay. You seem very confident.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so it's going to be runners or a cheese board?
Probably both.
Oh.
Then the dogs have to get me something as well.
Frank!
Watch you get me some. I got you...
I got you not shitting.
I got you snots.
Well, there you go, Derek. There's your answer, we think. He wants one every year. Even if it's just above average.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you know what,
I couldn't wait every 5 years. No. For what? What's a great present every 5 years? Mm. You want to be like a fucking car or something.
You had your chance. You've turned it down. Jason and Kulak.
How are you?
Hey, boys. I don't know if he sounds like that.
He probably doesn't. He probably sounds... Jason, is he from Kulak?
Sorry.
He probably...
Hey, boys.
Did he say hey, boys?
Yeah.
H-E-Y, boys.
Yeah.
Probably
is that not a Kulak thing? No.
Well, I say hey, but I don't say hey in person.
All like, right. Hey, boy.
But in an email, it'd say hey or a text message.
Okay, Jason.
So it's probably just standard, is it?
Sorry about that. Just wondering here at 4 a.m. as I burn through tomorrow's energy watching the World Cup. I feel that. What would your trademark goal celebration be? Personally, I can't stand them. But these are the days we live in. I'd whip my top off and stuff my right moob into my gob. Instant glory.
No beating that.
Hard top that.
Oh, I'd love to do a celebration. Go on, say it one more time. What is?
Oh, just the way he's written is beautiful. Personally, I can't stand them. But these are the days we live in. Me, I'd whip my top off and stuff my right moob into my gob. Instant glory.
Right moob. Nice. Moob. I haven't heard moob in a while.
That's a good one. Jason. So what's your... You can't beat that one, man. Then.
Probably me left one.
Your left one. Or Jason's moob into your...
Yeah. Come on, Jason. Get that moob in there. I'd love to do a celebration that lasts way too long.
Okay, yeah.
You know, like, if you did all the celebrations and, like, I just don't think anyone's ever done that yet.
Why
like,
would you do, like, you know, when you put your arms into the shapes of letters, D, A, R.
But you can't, you're not doing it correctly enough. No, no. So like, you have to keep redoing
and
it.
And then you kind of have to, E, N.
But if you've done the knee slide, then finger guns and a nanny backflip and then a Robbie Keane celebration.
Was Robbie Keane one of the first, like,
Yeah, it's kind of like, relax, pal, you're taking ages here.
I even hated it then. For a tap in.
Would you get sent off if you'd done one for like 5 minutes?
Oh, you would, yeah. Yeah.
But they never, I've never seen it before.
They stopped the celebrations in NFL, funny enough, seeing as you're wearing a Steelers. They used to go to do these little kind of dance
spike
ball and maybe do a bit of moonwalking, and they stopped all that.
Or else they do that over plank thing where they get shot and they go,
ooh. Yeah, they fall back, yeah. All that's done.
So that's done.
So, whilst I would agree with Jason, I think they're a blight on the game, quite honestly. And I'm, as a Spurs fan, I used to hate it even when Son did his little...
You don't like celebrations.
And I don't like the kind of trademarky and James Maddison with his darts.
Yeah.
In the bin.
In Gareth Bale with the love heart.
Yeah, all of that. Jesus fucking Christ.
What about the Ronaldo?
The guy with who does the face mask, is he Roma? And he's trademarked it?
Dybala.
Is it? And he does a face mask thing?
Yeah, he does like... Oh, Gyökeres does that, doesn't he, off Arsenal? And Dybala does that. Oh, what's he do? It's like that or something?
Yes.
Yeah, it's that, isn't it?
Mask. Oh, God.
He just puts his hand up to his...
I don't know.
Above his nose,
I don't know. Anyway, yours is...
Loads of them.
You change it every... Have a different one
every... I do, like, multiple celebrations for ages.
That's a good one.
And see how far I can get, like, before before even your teammates are like, what the fuck are you doing, like?
Imagine getting booked is your celebration.
Yeah.
Isn't that a bit like the referee comes over, yellow card, you go.
Oh, what if the referee was in on the celebration and you got on your hands and knees and one of your players pushed the ref over you?
You cup his balls.
Yeah, and you're like, hey.
Darren, you've now convinced me maybe they're not such a bad thing. Jason Kulak, thank you so much for those questions. And thank you to everyone who's contributed to today's bonus.
One of the best ones we've had.
It's been a ride.
Yeah. Let me know in the comments if you enjoyed that one.
Mm.
And
go easy on me. I got a bit of a rough ride in the comments.
Yeah, go easy on Ed, will you? For fuck's sake. I've seen loads of comments saying you're a legend.
Yeah, they're from me.
When you're asleep.
Darren! Go on. Do you want to do the... that's it. Do you want to say goodbye properly or is that...
See you later. See you in a while.
Yeah, Darren. They say the FIFA World Cup is a place where attraction can spark at any minute because the whole world is out celebrating together this summer.
That's a lovely thought, Joe, yeah? But have you actually seen what fans wear? It's hard to spark attraction when you've got a large German sausage hat glued to your head and face paint melting into your eyes.
Okay, that's true. But here, that's where Lynx comes in. As official sponsors of the tournament, they're making sure we're armed with the finest fragrances for match day and beyond.
They want us to smell our best when we look our worst. It's about putting your best foot forward, even if your outfit is a 0 out of 10.
Exactly. The FIFA World Cup is coming, so make sure you're prepared. Get your Lynx fragrance today and be the most ridiculous looking, best smelling fan in the pub this summer.
I'm wearing a hat that looks like a clog.
You do you, Darren.
That's what I'm gonna do.
You do you.